What's going on, my friends? It's Walita Zami. So we are, listen, for this podcast, I'll just start right at it. For this podcast, you guys know my entire project, my How to Photograph project, I am so dedicated to making sure that you guys earn an income from photography, that your clients treat you fairly, that you know how to market your clients and all of that. So of course, I'm using all of my experience and making sure that you guys get the best kind of teaching and educational value, and of course my experience also, and making sure that you avoid some of the pitfalls that I fell into. So that's ultimately what this project is about. And one of the things that I realized that people they really have a hard time accepting the fact that they have to charge money. And I think part of it is this, is that we feel okay asking for money on jobs that we hate. But because we love photography, because we are so good in photography, that makes us feel really guilty in asking for money, right? Well, that's kind of crazy. But that's really, I've noticed that there's a theme here that people feel really bad and they don't know how to ask for money. So if you don't know how to ask for money, this podcast is for you. And I'm going to give you a four-step process. And I'm gonna tell you roughly how much to charge, why you're charging that much, and what that stage means. And it's kind of a guideline for you that's gonna help you have a better relationship with money. Okay? So now listen, before I go into these numbers, there's always that 1% that always has to say that's not accurate. And you know what? I'm gonna be very honest with you guys. I don't give a damn. I'm out here, I'm working, and these are average rates that I want you guys to start out with. Look, if you're in the heart of New York City, you can bump it up. If you are in, Colombia, or you're in, Pakistan or whatever, it's obviously not going to be that much. It changes to your local currency and you're going to have to adjust, okay? Even within the United States, if you're in South Carolina, you're not charging as much as somebody in New York or Los Angeles. So I just want to go ahead and, say that right there. But step one is really important. If you guys do not know how to charge your client and you don't know how much to charge, I'm gonna tell you the first step. Do a bunch of, when I say a bunch of, do about 10 or 12 shoots, okay, at $100 per shoot. And offer them images between 5, 6, 7, maximum 8 images, and that's it. The reason why I say maximum 8 is because if they want additional images, they can pay for additional images. I have no doubt your pictures are going to be amazing and they're going to want more of the imagery, but we're just talking about the sitting fee with the photo shoot, okay? So I want you to charge $100. Now that doesn't seem like a lot to some people, and to others it is a lot. Charge $100. Charge $100 because it's going to make you feel comfortable with asking for money. Charge $100 because it's going to open up a lot of people to wanting to shoot with you. Charge $100 because you're probably going to overbook at that price, and that's a good thing for so many reasons, okay? You're going to learn what to do, what not to do. Charge $100 because you're going to charge so many people that your portfolio is going to be quite extensive. That's fantastic. This is why I want you guys to charge $100. And the biggest part is when you charge, I cannot back this up by science, okay? But there's something about when you charge money, the wheels just kind of go in motion and you recognize yourself as a true photographer, as a professional photographer. And so then what happens is you start acting differently because you see yourself differently. Okay, do you see this? So something's happening here. If you don't see yourself as a professional photographer, I sure as hell am not gonna see you that way. Neither are your clients. Maybe I'll be your client one day. I always need promo images. So you have to see yourself as a professional photographer first, and we're gonna get in with the lowest hanging fruit of $100 for all the reasons that I explained. Now, after you do this for about 3 to 4, possibly 5 months, I want you guys to jump up to $350. That is more than triple what you were charging, okay? And for that reason, odds are that your $100 clients will not stay with you, that you have outgrown them, and that is okay. You're not abandoning them. They will find another photographer that will be charging $100, and you will elevate yourself to the next clientele. But you're not jumping up that much, okay? So by now, by charging $350, you know, remember, we are thankful for the $100 people. They're not less valuable as human beings. It's just that we're moving up the ranks, okay? Now, what will happen is, what's going to happen is, you're still going to be low priced and you're still building your portfolio. You're just moving up to a slightly different group of people, and that's okay. With that comes different types of people. With that comes different kinds of challenges and opportunities and different kinds of questions. And I want you guys to pay attention to what a $100 client, what they ask, what they want, and what a $350 client asks and wants. Because I guarantee you that the $1,000 client will ask a whole lot of different questions than your $3,500 client. All right. So we are training you, and that's why we're going this way. Another thing about this is that you are becoming more comfortable with increasing your prices. So on stage one, with the $100, you were getting comfortable asking for money. In stage two, you're getting comfortable asking for money still, okay? And you are getting comfortable increasing your rate and justifying it, saying my work is there, my talent is there. All right, so that's super important for you. And it's important also to be able to say goodbye to the clients that can no longer afford you. Does not mean you cannot be friends with them. Does not mean that they will not be able to afford you one day. But for now, they cannot afford you. And that's okay. That is okay. You are not a charity where you're supposed to help everybody. You are not a bank where you're going to bankroll everyone's photo shoots. You are an independent business and you're an artist and you got to pay for your own bills. All right. So it's not personal, it's business. So you want to do that for another 4 to about 6 months. All right. So from the time you started charging to the time you're ready to end your $350 stage, it should be about 10 months to 12 months, all right? But in that year, you have learned to have a positive relationship with money, and you have learned how to charge, how to increase, how to say goodbye to clients, how to answer questions at different levels, all right? And you are now learning how to open yourself up to the next level. Now, and on top of that, sorry, one more thing is you are fattening up your portfolio with so many pictures that it's going to prepare you for your next stage. Your next stage is your $700 range, all right? And this should be about, again, 10 to 12 months after your first client ever. You've built a really strong portfolio of images by now. You've gotten used to valuing your work, which is so key. You have gotten used to seeing yourself as a professional photographer, which is so important, okay? It's everything. And the other thing about the $700 range is that these clients will probably stay with you through the next climb. Your $350 clients, they will probably drop off still majority, but you might keep a couple of them. Your $100 clients will probably all fall off. And that, again, is absolutely okay. So by now, again, you've built a strong portfolio of images. You are used to valuing your work. And again, the clients are going to, they're probably going to start growing with you. And remember, they are starting to value the work too. The $100 clients don't value your work as much, but that's okay. It's part of the process. When people pay for something, the more they pay for it, the more they value it, okay? So now we're building up your value. In the beginning, we just kind of had to grin and bear it because there were other important lessons that took precedence. So keep that in mind too, all right? And we're going to go ahead and stay at the $700 range for a while. And your a while might be 6 months, might be 8 months, might be 9 months. It's really important because you got to understand, just 10 months ago, you were charging $100. Now you're in the $700 range. Now, you don't have to shoot 7 sessions. You can do one and make the same amount of money. On your second one, you're at $1,400. That's pretty good. You're starting to definitely come up, okay? But what you are learning in the $700 stage is how to nurture your clients. This is what a professional business does in the long run. So by nurturing your clients, this is what I'm talking about. Getting their birthdays put into your calendar so that you can send them a little email, a little video greeting, maybe an extra bonus picture, whatever it is, okay? You wanna check in with them. You want to make sure that you are leaving comments on their Instagram. You're really having a relationship with them and you're communicating with them. That's what nurturing your clients is. Now, when you do this, you're also building relationships with them. So we're going to go ahead and do another big jump. It's not as huge, but we're going to do another big jump and that's it, you know, and it's quite simple. So at this point, nurturing, again, I forgot a couple of tips. I want to make sure I tell you about that. Sending them notes, handwritten notes, giving them promos. Hey guys, I am having another photo shoot for Mother's Day. It is $700, but for you guys, it's $500. Would you like to, for your clients, I've already paid the $700 range. This is what I mean by nurturing them, okay? And the most important part of nurturing them is that you are building a two-way relationship with them so you can start asking them for referrals. That's a key thing because it's coming at the highest level from somebody in their life that they trust and who is happy with your product. You will get a substantial amount of those referrals. So this is why we're staying at the $700 range for about 6 months, 7, 8 months even, okay? After that, I want you guys to jump to the $1,200 range. It's a big leap, but your $700 people will appreciate it and they will understand it. And they may not come to you as often, but part of nurturing the relationship is that you are saying my new rate is $1,200. For you guys, it's $850. All right, or $900. They're paying a little bit above what they're doing, what they were paying you, but they're not paying as much as your market value now. So that's still nurturing it. And what you're trying to do is leave a back door open for your $700 clients. Sorry, guys, to come in and to embrace you. And then the next time you give them, if you give them an $850 deal, next time you go to $875 and $900 and you slowly nurture them back up, okay? But always remember, they were there with you in the beginning and they invested in you, and that's how we should start thinking of customers, all right? So at the $1,200 rate per photo shoot, what happens here? Well, first of all, you're not booking as much. That's okay. We're going for quality, not for quantity. Don't panic. But at the $1,200 rate, another thing is happening. People are valuing your work and your expertise, and they're valuing your portfolio. So that's fantastic too, okay? Now at this point, we are going to have gradual increases in your pricing, and we're going to do it more often. But, I know it's freaking you out, right? But, way smaller jumps. So if you are charging $1,200, we're going at $1,250. All right, $50, $75. It's so nominal that they won't even really flinch when you do it. But that's going to help you set up to the $1,350 range immediately after, right? So it's going to start climbing up, but it's incremental. It's very small amounts and it's sooner. Maybe every 2 months you raise it up just a tiny, tiny little bit, okay? You're always going to treat them well. You're always going to give them discounts. You're always going to give them promos. You're always going to give them freebies. You're always going to send them DMs and comments and things like that. And While you're nurturing that relationship, you're also building a very personal relationship with them. And while you're doing the very tiny, small increases, they're okay with it because you're also giving them referral bonuses. So if they were to refer two or three friends for a mini session day, for example, they get a free photo shoot. If they refer two friends, they get a few extra prints or something that fits your business model. What's going to happen is there's going to be a trust and a bond built, and they're going to hire you again and again. All right. So I hope that that helps you guys. Listen to this podcast over and over if you have to. Take notes on it over and over if you have to. Okay. But this stuff works. And when you guys, there's so many good podcasts on photographers. I listen to some of them. They give you some great content. But the difference between mine and a lot of other ones is that I'm giving you direct information from my own career, from how I've done it, and what I see working and not working. And I'm giving you guys the roadmap. So I've done this stuff before. I've done this stuff. I photographed your local bride, up to Jennifer Lopez and Usher and Mariah Carey and all these people. So these are good tips. These are tips that absolutely work, okay? 100, 350, 700, 1200, and then small, tiny little bumps here and there. And you're going to go ahead and you're going to do so well, so well. And you're going to have a good relationship with money, and you're not going to feel bad about asking for money, because that is a byproduct of what you're really setting out to do. You are setting out to help people remember their lives and most important events in the most beautiful way. So they're absolutely lucky to have your expertise, your artwork right in front of them, okay? So if that's something that makes sense for you, that's amazing. I want you guys to go ahead. Actually, if you want to learn, my transitions suck on this podcast. If you guys want to learn more about starting your photography business, this is just like the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. And you want to learn a lot more, I'm going to be having a webinar very soon on marketing your photography business. All right. Sign up for that. And how you get to that is I'm going to leave the link in the description of this podcast. But also, if it is not an active link, go to howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. Super easy. howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. All right. My name is Waleed Azami. I will talk to you guys on the next podcast. I hope you guys learned some good stuff here, and let me know. And if you love this podcast, screen capture it, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me on How to Photograph. I want to know who's there. I want to know who's listening, because I can't see who's on the other side, but I want to know who's benefiting from this. And feel free to write what you learned from it. I want to share that stuff on the How to Photograph podcast, okay? So I want to reshare your posts. All right, guys, thank you so much. I will talk to you next time.